time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Helper City Mayor Lanise Peterman. And what a year it has been for Helper City. And what a year it's coming in 2024. So we thought we'd bring her in, kind of do a year-end review, and then give you a glimpse at what's going to happen next year in Helper City. Mayor Peterman, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today.
Thank you for having me, Dave.
So good year for Helper City.
Absolutely. We're definitely ending on some high notes. We have received funding for the museum from the Utah Arts and Museum Division, as well as funding along the lines of Main Street. So we'll be utilizing those dollars to help fund a winter concert series at the Rio Theater in conjunction with West Coast Show Support. Just a really nice way to end the year. A lot of water projects underway. So we're excited about what we've been able to accomplish, but even more excited about what's coming in 2024.
So let's kind of rewind, and we'll start first talking about, you know, there are so many great events that go on in Helper, but probably two that stick out in everybody's mind is Arts Festival. Arts Festival, I attended the Arts Festival. I thought we had a great turnout, and it was a lot of fun this year.
Absolutely. You know, that's really an anchor event for Helper. It will be having its 30th year in 2024. We're really proud of that. So, you know, hang in there. We've got a lot of good things happening. We're really going to bump up showcasing film because it's 100 years of film in Utah. So Carbon County Tourism received some funding that we're working together on really highlighting film in the 30th anniversary of the Arts Festival.
So Arts Festival was a success. And then we just wrapped up the Helper Utah's Christmastown celebration. Had a great couple of nights up there with the light parade, the luminary ceremony, the lights on, all of that. And we were in the parade on Saturday, and I believe that that was more people than I've seen in a while at the parade. There were a lot of people out there having a good time.
Absolutely. And the floats this year were just beyond belief. They were stellar. It was exciting to see, you know, that they just took it up a notch. And it was thrilling to see so many people in the street enjoying the kickoff to the holiday season. And again, Mark Montoya, Brenda Dieter, do this as a service of love, and we deeply appreciate it. And boy, you know, they've got one to top.
They really do. And the great thing about it was, you know, there was, it seemed like, and rightfully so, during the pandemic and COVID and all that stuff, there was kind of a little bit of a lull. And this year, it finally seemed like everything kind of ramped up to like 10.
Yes.
Because, yes, some of the floats that were there were unbelievable. If you missed it, boy, you missed out. There are videos online everywhere. Find them, watch them, because it was a great, great parade. And yeah, they've got a lot. They've got a lot to answer for next year.
Absolutely.
All right. So let's talk about next year, and we'll roll into 2024. I know there's a lot of great things that are getting ready to happen. You're going to start. You were just telling me you're looking at probably starting to tear down the old Public Works garages in February, get ready for the new building. So let's kind of start there and just kind of work our way through the year.
Absolutely. So super excited that the Community Impact Board funded our project. So we will be taking down the cinder block garages that are behind what is now the Public Works building and putting up a metal insulated building that has a mezzanine for storage that will allow us to park our vehicles inside instead of them being out in the elements. And we're so excited to get it started and hopeful that we'll get it done by May. But of course, that's going to depend on the weather. And again, deeply appreciate the support of CIB sponsoring and funding that project for us. And Public Works is just thrilled.
It's going to be a great addition to the downtown area. You were also saying that you'll probably have enough in the budget to redo that whole parking lot there. So really a brand new exterior and just kind of making it work and taking care of the people that keep really, they keep Helper City going.
Absolutely. And the nice thing is we will put on a facade that will actually mimic the city hall, the red brick. So it won't be this looming metal structure stuck out on our historic Main Street, but rather we'll blend in and look in concert with the existing architecture and, you know, what that kind of feels like.
It'll look like it's always been there.
Yes.
All right. What else we got coming up in 2024?
So we were fortunate to work with the EPA and secured some brownfields dollars. So they have been out and have done sampling of the auditorium as well as the public works building to determine, you know, do we have asbestos? Do we have lead paint? And we do because of when these buildings were built. And the nice thing about this brownfields program is they will come in 2024 and perform all the remediation. So safely removing the asbestos tiles, the lead paint, all of those things. And the nice thing is it's free. You know, and patience is good in these situations because free is good. So we're excited to really rehabilitate and recover those two buildings and get them into a safe zone, so to speak. And this will all be funded by the EPA through the Brownfields program. And we're so excited to see that coming on board in 2024.
As you said, free is good.
Free is good.
All of it they can do, and they'll foot the whole bill for it. All right, so we've talked about that. Anything else that you wanted to let people know about that's going on in Helper City?
Sure. So we're ending the year with a couple of grant opportunities that have come to fruition. So we've received funding from the Main Street organization at the state for our Main Street board. A lot of that money will go towards hosting a winter concert series. Of course, they have parameters for how we can spend this money, and activities on Main was a key component. So we're excited to be able to support West Coast Show support through the winter months because we think it's important for people's mental health to be able to get out and come together in a community event, because when it's dark at 4:30 and cold, you know, people can get sort of down. So we want to make sure people have options to engage and see other people and have an enjoyable event. We also received funding for the museum from the Utah Arts and Museums Division. Excited about that. We have done an overhaul of the WPA art room. We've fresh paint, new flooring. Excited to get that completed and opened up to the public, because the WPA artwork we have is it's a national treasure, in my humble opinion. So we have so many good things going on. I want everyone to be aware and want to invite the public. You know, we have two open council seats, one due to a relocation, and one due to a recent resignation. So in January, we're going to be looking to seat two parties, and that will be determined by your new council. So we want to encourage everyone to get to City Hall, to register, to participate. So these are different in that they are short terms. They're only 2 years, because by state statute, you have to have an election. Like, we can't all just appoint each other to elected official roles. So it's a commitment of 2 years. And, you know, we just want to see some great people who want to continue to participate in all the great things we're doing and help her join the team and take a leadership role and help us out as we move into the future.
All right. So keep an eye out for that, for your opportunity to go do that. Can they go sign up for those positions now? Or when will it start? Will it happen January 1st? Is that?
You know, we're kind of figuring some of this out, okay, to be honest. By state statute, we have to publish it for 15 days. So Zach is looking to try to get a notice out by Monday so that we can get the proper notifications completed. And, you know, I'll be talking about this with everybody on the street, you know, encouraging everybody to get involved. You know, it's one thing to sit on the sidelines. It's a whole nother environment when you're having to sit at the table and make what sometimes are really tough decisions. And it can really alter your perspective about government by getting engaged and being at that table.
And being a part of it. All right, so keep an eye out for that and all the other great things that are getting ready to happen up there in Helper in 2024. Lanise, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it. I enjoy our talks and finding out what's going on in Helper. It's great information. And have a happy holiday. Have a Merry Christmas and a New Year.
Yes, happy holidays to everyone. If you're traveling, stay safe. We want to see you back in 2024, and Merry Christmas. It's going to be a great holiday season.
It truly is. Once again, that's Mayor Lanise Peterman from Helper City. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.